You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Henry Gibson Dan was a baritone crooner with a less than conventional life.
I'm Seaman Dan, and I'd like to sing a welcome song, special welcome song I wrote to welcome everyone to the Torres Straits. Here we go.
At the age of 70, he recorded the first of 8 albums, then already a great-grandfather.
We say welcome. We say welcome to the Torres Strait.
His catch cry of steady, steady from his seafaring days, shorthand for his life's philosophy and music. His grandson is pioneer Torres Strait Islander hip-hop artist and filmmaker Patrick Mau, also known as Mau Power.
Okay, yeah, Seaman Dan was a Torres Strait musician and storyteller, someone who lived through the generations of pearling industry and one of the pioneers that created the Torres Strait music industry. A gentle old fellow, he was a gentleman. I mean, a very big influence from when I was young, not only musically, but just in life. All the way through to, you know, him giving me my first guitar. He used to call it hee-hop, not hip-hop. I mean, I got the opportunity to record a song called Island Man off his 4th album, Island Way, and where I got to rap with my grandfather.
This is the story of this one blood. You play ego, listen from this island man. This is the story of this one blood. You play ego, listen from this island man.
Great-granddad came from Jamaica. He was a black man, Jamaican black man. He came sailing on the seven seas, heart of hand, a sailor man.
That was something special for both of us, telling our stories through music. We've seen two different generations merge and create a piece of art that now lives forever.
Good treasures from the sea.
Despite Uncle Seaman's late start in the industry, recording his first album in 1999, he won critical acclaim, becoming the oldest person to win an ARIE Award, the first of 2, a Red Ochre Award. He was inducted into the National Indigenous Music Hall of Fame and received an Order of Australia just 12 months ago.
He never forgot his heritage and his roots, and his music captures that, and it made people feel very comfortable to be able to love their heritage, love the history, and be able to be proud to tell those stories. And I think that's what he passed on.
Uncle Seaman was born on Thursday Island in the remote Torres Strait in 1929, then one of the most multicultural communities in Australia. Torres Strait traditional owners are Melanesian people with a rich history of song and dance that had been fused with the choral traditions introduced by Christian missionaries. One of the world's most important shipping channels, it drew people from across the Pacific, Europe, Asia and Americas to thriving pearl shell and bêche-de-mer industries.
Many, many ships came sailing to the Torres Strait. Many, many men went diving down below.
Born to Kitty Savage from Darnley Island, he was island adopted and took his name from the Dan family. His grandfather, Sam Savage, came from Niue. His great-grandfather was Douglas Pitt Jr. from Jamaica. His grandmother, Sopa Kalemo, from Lifu in New Caledonia.
Yes, so his music actually captures that. It was very multicultural. It was timeless. It was something that, you know, was influenced by many cultures that would, capture many generations and many decades of stories.
Immersed in this rich musical tradition, he was a storyteller, mixing old standards with unique songs influenced by his pearl diving days, from Cairns to Darwin to Broome. Taxi driving, prospecting in Papua New Guinea, and love for his island home. Music researcher Dr. Carl Neuenfeld was his producer and manager for more than 20 years.
Very natural guy, and a great entertainer and a great storyteller. That's part of the Torres Strait culture, is a storytelling, and he was telling stories in songs. The oral tradition in Torres Strait is incredibly important because most of that generation has passed on. Seaman leaves behind a large body of recordings, of professional recordings, that kind of documented a way of life and a culture that not everybody knew about.
Nguyen felt discovered in a music industry sense, Uncle Seaman, in 1999, singing on Thursday Island. He was struck by his voice and sound, forged as a teenager during the Second World War in Cairns.
He learned jazz chords, or what he called the jazz chords, which are bar chords, and he learned those during World War II when the Black American soldiers were in Cairns, and he'd go to house parties and these guys would be playing these chords. So he learned those chords, and that's kind of the style that he wrote in. Seaman uniquely tuned his guitar naturally 5 half tones flat a concert, which when we first started, I'd look at his chord shapes that he was making and I'd try to play them and it sounded awful. But that fit his voice, and that was something unique about him.
They recorded his first album of laid-back island songs when he was 70 years old, and there to witness it was his grandson, Patrick Mao.
The first time I ever walked into a studio, a professional studio, was when he was recording his first album, Follow the Sun, when all this was created. And that was the moment when I made that decision for myself that this is where I want to live. I want to live in studios. So that's what I believe his ultimate legacy will be, to be able to show the next generation that if you love something enough and you believe in yourself enough, you can achieve anything.
After spending the war in Cairns as a teenager, the then Henry Gibson Dan returned to the Straits in 1947. 5 years later, he jumped on a fishing boat known as a pearl lugger and began diving for pearl shell across the north of Australia. In Darwin, he was soon a local celebrity, with regular Saturday night appearances at the Darwin Hotel, singing contemporary standards. Nat King Cole was his favourite, mixed with songs about the Torres Strait. Music was his ticket into pubs, which banned non-whites. He was paid in drinks, and soon just known as Seaman Dan.
Why are you looking so sad, my dear? Why are you looking so blue? Are you thinking of someone so far away in a beautiful place called Kiai? Oh, Kiai, my beautiful home.
But the lure of the Straits called him home, and he spent his last years in the dangerous industry diving in the shark-infested waters of the Darnley's Deep. Still working on boats, he had his first brush with the music industry in 1984, when his old school friends, the Mill Sisters, recorded his song T.I. Blues, which became one of the region's signature tunes.
Even Pat gives me the blues. I'm going back to T.I., back to the place where I belong.
A sound that also captured Neuenfeld's attention 15 years later, when a retired Uncle Seaman was regularly playing the hotels and bars on Thursday Island.
T.I. Blues stood out because it was the first time that somebody was really singing songs about T.I. I think his happy place was entertaining local people and entertaining grandchildren and great-grandchildren and now great-great-grandchildren. And he always said, if people are smiling while I'm doing my job.
Up to his mid-80s, Uncle Seaman regularly played the Torres Hotel on TI, known as Australia's northernmost pub, arriving with his guitar strapped to his walking frame.
Uncle Seaman had a favorite guitar he called Shimmering Blue, which was a rather inexpensive guitar, but it had a nice blue color to it. And he would have Shimmering Blue, and he'd be working on a song. And he was still writing songs up to the last couple years. And he wrote a great funny song called Walking Frame Blues, which was about his walking frame when he eventually had mobility issues.
I got the walking frame blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
So all these things, his music reflected his life and his generation's life. And that's why I think people found it, they found it authentic and they found it honest.
I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. Seems my legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist.
I don't shout. Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues.
Now his legacy will be carried by his grandson, Patrick Mau, to pass on to the next generations.
You know, I told him when he was here that, yes, we will create something for him. And it will be my mission to be able to create a foundation to be able to celebrate the legacy of not only himself, but all the icons and the legends like the Mill Sisters and King Karus and all of those who came before us to be able to pass that opportunity on. And I am a direct product of the foundations that they built. And I wish to celebrate that and honor them for that.
We are perfect pearls, so that quest found its way to the perfect place. Why? This paradise called the Torres Straits.
Many, many smiling faces shining in the Torres Straits. Many, many Umpqua family goes to me. I can see my ancestors sailing on the seven seas. So many, many Umpqua family just like me.
Yeah.